Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Is President Obama a Muslim? Raised a Christian, says he's not a Muslim, but he's Barack Hussein Obama. Then the Bertha question. Then you provide the documents. I don't believe the documents.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of the future of Islam. And this was Professor John Esposito in his lecture, which he titled The Future of Islam. This is a lecture which was given a few years ago at the University of Kentucky. As we have shared in our last program, Professor Esposito is refuting the beliefs that Barack Hussein Obama is a Muslim. And as we have seen in our last program, he assured his audience, since Mr. Obama was raised as a Christian, that automatically made him a Christian. We already covered that by stating that it doesn't matter where you grew up in, a Christian family or not. You can even grow up in a church building, but that does not make you a Christian. We also discovered that Obama, who claimed to be a Christian by simply joining a wacko church, and I say it again, a wacko church for 24 years, that was the best evidence all liberals like Professor John Esposito use to prove to us that he is a Christian. But when we discovered that that church is not a godly church, and that church was led by Pastor Jeremiah Wright, who is not a godly Christian man, who is a racist man who hates America, and he is, once again, in love with the Muslims, including Louis Farrakhan and Muammar Gaddafi, the jihadi of Libya. And because of the many hateful sermons of Pastor Jeremiah, then we heard the media and liberals give another good excuse, which is, well, Mr. Obama did not attend many of Reverend Jeremiah's services. So on one hand, Mr. Obama is a Christian because he is a part of the church for 24 years. But on the other hand, he did not attend many services of Jeremiah Wright. Therefore, he's still a Christian. I'm sorry, you cannot have it both ways. So now Professor Esposito gave us another reason why he believed that Barack Hussein Obama is a Christian. He said what? He says he's not Muslim. You see how naive Professor Esposito is? He does not know that in Islam, if you are compelled, you can't deny your faith. You can't say, I am a Christian. I am not a Muslim. I'm a Jew. I'm an atheist. I am a something else. Where do we learn that? We learn that from the words of Allah in the Quran. That is, when Allah said in Quran chapter 16 and in verse 106, we read, whoever becomes an infidel in Allah, that is the one who leaves Islam, that is the one who denies Muhammad, that is after he believes, except, it is the exception, one who was compelled and his heart is secure in faith. But whoever opens his chest, they meant his heart, to the infidelity, so on them wrath from Allah, and they will have great torment. So in simple words, if Mr. Barack Hussein Obama was forced to deny Islam to become the president of the United States of America, then he can say, I'm not a Muslim. And he can say, I'm a Christian or something else. We have to understand that that took place 7 years after September 11. Just use the imagination with me. If Obama came to the American people 7 years after September 11 and he said, I'm a Muslim guy, but I'm a peaceful one. I'm a loving one. What was the chance for him to become a president? How about zero or slim? So he is now compelled to lie and to tell the American people that I am not a Muslim. But in reality, as we saw in our last program, he is a Muslim for the same two reasons which how Muslims become Muslims. He was born from a Muslim father and a Muslim grandfather, and he said the Shahada, which is the statement, there is no God except Allah, and Muhammad is a messenger of Allah. And anyone and everyone who says that statement one time in the Arabic language, he or she is a Muslim. So, the Quran permit Mr. Obama to denounce his belief as long as his heart is secure in faith. If he is compelled to gain the job of the presidency of the United States of America, and that's exactly what took place a good 13 years ago. So now, let's move on. That is when Professor Esposito said, even though Obama was raised as a Christian, and he says he is not Muslim, but he is Barack Hussein Obama, repeating the three names which we know about Obama. Notice, neither Professor Esposito nor any of the liberals of America ever used these three names throughout the entire election. They all just said Mr. Obama. And when I used the full name Barack Hussein Obama, many of the liberals in our churches will tell me, oh, you're doing that because you're trying to convince us that Obama is a Muslim. Excuse me, what? That is his name. Not only have one Muslim name, but three Muslim names. Just as how Professor Esposito presented these three names to his audience. But he is Barack Hussein Obama. Then Professor Esposito opened a can of worms, which is his birth certificate. Do you know how long we waited for Barack Hussein Obama to give us his birth certificate? Why did he play a game with the American people by not showing the birth certificate? Months and months and months when we said we need to see his birth certificate. And he showed us one. And guess what? It was a fraud. I used it in my presentation revealing the truth about Barack Hussein Obama, and I show all the errors in this piece of paper, which is nothing but a propaganda birth certificate. Yes, indeed, you heard me right. Let me share with you the falsehood of this birth certificate. First of all, believe it or not, I was one of the early pioneers to expose the flaws of the birth certificate that Mr. Obama created. And if you have watched my presentation revealing the truth about Barack Hussein Obama, you would have learned the following facts about the first birth certificate which Mr. Obama presented to the American people after a long, long time. First of all, I provided in my presentation a real birth certificate from Hawaii. Same place of birth as Mr. Obama and liberals claim. And we realize that huge differences between a genuine certificate and Mr. Obama's fake certificate. For example, when you look at the real certificate, you'll find it folded. So you're going to see two crease lines in that birth certificate. But in the case of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, it was flat paper without any creases. Maybe for some of you that is not important, but there's a fact. When they issue that certificate, they normally fold it and send it in a normal size envelope. Number two, in the original certificate which we have, we find that there is what we call certificate number. But guess what? Surprise, surprise, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama's birth certificate, the certificate number was blacked out. And I wonder why Mr. Obama blacked out his certificate number. I mean, do you really believe somebody is going to steal his number? I believe that Mr. Obama blacked out his certificate number because if somebody will go back to that office, he will find out that that number does not exist or that number belongs to somebody else. Let's move on. In the original certificate, there was a seal in the middle of the page in the right side. Well, guess what? They forgot somehow to seal the certificate of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. Now, in the fraudulent birth certificate of Mr. Obama, it was written that the father's race is African. But in reality, in all certificates which issues in Hawaii, you have the race of the father is written as black or white. There is no such a thing as African. Why? Because I can take you to Africa and I guarantee you plenty of African people who are white, not black. Whiter than most American white or European whites. Now, let's move on to the next joke, which is, in any genuine certificate, there is a signature by the registrar. Once again, in Obama's phony birth certificate, somehow they forgot to sign his certificate. Now, there is a statement written there, which is another big error, which normally will say date accepted by state registrar. And then you see the date. In the authentic certificate I have, it was May 27, 1930. Well, in the case of the fraud birth certificate of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, it was written date filled by registrar, not date accepted by state register. Different wording. My friends, these are plenty of problems with the fraud birth certificate of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. And when people exposed all that, Mr. Obama, behold, brought to us another birth certificate. And thank God for the technology and the smart people who know about computer programs like Photoshop. They actually were able to take the new birth certificate of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama apart, showing it was written by hand, layers laid on the top of each other. Two fraud birth certificate. And amazing, the words of Joseph Goebbels is true. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people eventually come to believe it. And that's exactly what we see in the American people. They believed the lies of these two birth certificates. And anyone and everyone will ever dare to talk about it, immediately he would be called a racist, Islamophobe, hate monger, or just simply stupid. Why? Because as Professor Esposito said in his lecture, let me repeat to you again what he said. Then the bursar question then provided the documents, and then he made a statement, I don't believe the document. Of course, any person with common sense will never believe a fraudulent birth certificate to be a true birth certificate. Why it was so hard for Mr. Obama to bring us a real birth certificate so we can believe it. But obviously, the one he had has some problems, especially if it was made in Kenya, because there you will be shocked to know that in it, it will be written, he is a Muslim. This is something Mr. Barack Hussein Obama will not ever give to the American people, because if he did, for sure, he will not be the first Muslim president in the history of America.
Skeptics are constantly grouping God's Holy Bible together with Muhammad's unholy Quran. These mockers claim that both books are filled with tales of unjustified violence and that they speak of jihad, or holy war, against the infidels. But is this true?
To answer this challenge, Usama Dakdok has released a two-volume book series investigating the concept of jihad in both the Bible and the Quran.
Volume 1, entitled Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible, takes an honest and unvarnished view of death and killing as recorded throughout the pages of the Holy Scriptures. From Genesis to Revelation, from the Flood to the Second Coming, Usama Dakdok examines the logical and moral justification for God's judgment against sin. From the conquest of Canaan to the cross of Calvary, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible provides the reader with a thorough and detailed investigation into this difficult yet crucial topic. In Volume 2, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Unholy War in the Quran, the author will likewise provide a fair and honest examination of the arbitrary and unjustified killing as commanded by Allah in the pages of the Quran. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy of this new book today. The Straightwave Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. And now, back to our show.
Well, let's move on with little bit more of the teaching of Professor Esposito in his defense of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama's decision concerning Park 51. That is the Islamic Center, which Muslims would love to build as a victory monument of September 11th.
President goes to speak in New York, and in relation to Park 51, he does not advocate the building of the center, but he says in America, every group, and certainly every religious group, if it gets clearance from the local community, if it follows the laws, can do what they want. The next day, you see a spike of 10 to 12% more people who are convinced he's a Muslim. A poll done recently, you have a large percentage who not only think he's a Muslim, you have a large percentage that aren't sure whether he's not a Muslim. And then a smaller percentage that says, no, he probably isn't.
Once again, let us examine the words of Professor Esposito. He said, President goes to speak in New York in relation to this mosque, Ground Zero Mosque. And guess what? Here's what the president said. Any group in America have the right to build a place of worship if it gets clearances from the local community. What local community? The liberals of New York? The people who care less about knowing any truth about Islam? I remember when we went with Pamela Giller and Robert Spencer to do our rally to stop the building of that mosque. There were hardly anybody from New York there. I thought we're going to have 50,000 or 100,000 people showing up. There were like 2,000 or 3,000 people. And by the way, none of them were from New York. This is an unusual state with a bunch of ignorant people who have no clue what's happening in their state. They have no idea that the Muslims already have taken over New York. They approve it? Does he know what the Muslims will name that building? Does he know anything about Cordoba to be a battle when Muslims smoked the Spanish people in the early 8th century? Did he know what Muslims are going to be saying in their prayer inside that Islamic center? Did he know anything about Islam? I wonder, not only the people of New York, but the majority of the American people until today, they believe nothing about Islam but lies given by Mr. Bush a few days after September 11 and the rest of the wacko political leaders and speakers like Professor John Esposito. And because Mr. Obama said that since Muslims have the clearances from the local community, they should have the right to build that building. And because of that statement, praise God, now 10 to 12% of the American people realize, maybe there is something wrong with Obama. Maybe he is a Muslim. And guess what? They're right. The man is a Muslim, as we have already proven in this and in the last broadcast. So many of the American people are not sure if he's a Muslim or not. But there are plenty of liberals who not only choose to believe that Obama is not a Muslim, but know for certain, without any doubt, that Barack Hussein Obama is a Christian. I remember in one of my flights just after Obama became a president, and sat next to me a lady whom I tried to share the gospel with, and I started talking with her, and she convinced me 100% that there is no God. This is just man-made. Christianity is false teaching. There is no truth in it. And the Bible is just simply a book written by ignorant men for ignorant people. End of story. That's exactly what she believed about the Bible. So I thought, well, let's change the subject and I teach her about Islam. Perhaps if I talk about Islam, I can convince her the differences between religions. Not all religions are true. There are lies in Islam and there is truth in Christianity. And the subject of Barack Hussein Obama being a Muslim man was opened. And behold, she turned her belief 180 degrees. Few minutes ago, she told me there is no God. Christianity is a falsehood. And now she is defending Mr. Barack Hussein Obama because she is a liberal Democrat and assured me that he is not a Muslim, but in reality, he is 100% a good Christian man. Wow, I could not believe it. And I told her, ma'am, you're not a Christian. You don't believe there is a God. You don't believe in Jesus. You don't believe in the Bible. You're an atheist. When it comes to Obama, you're now telling me for sure you know that Barack Hussein Obama is not a Muslim, but he is 100% a good Christian. Wow, America. I'm astonished. I'm shocked. I do not know what to believe and what not to believe anymore in this country. When people mock Christ and Christianity and mock the Bible because they are atheists, but at the same time, they 100% believe that their President Obama is a good Christian man. And I told that lady what I'm telling everybody today. If you do not know about Islam, don't believe the lies of these people like Professor Esposito, because they are really doing a great job to deceive you. Know Islam from its books. Not from me or Mr. Esposito. Just know Islam from the Quran, the word of Allah, and from the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith. Because if you do so, you will know for sure that Obama is a Muslim man. He did enough damage in America. First, he brought the Muslims to America. And he gave Muslims very high important positions in his administration. And because of Obama, today we have plenty of Muslims working under Joe Biden in our government. You have no clue how much damage did Mr. Obama made in America in his 8 years of presidency, because all what he did is simply plant the seeds of Islam in our government. As for this big tree, which is growing without anyone realizing, and for the fruit which will fall out of this tree, which is nothing but the destruction of America, you will see it in the near future. Yes, indeed. As long as there are liberals in the White House, you will see the fruit of the hard work of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.